We are now on item 13. Item 13 on today's agenda is PR-2023-009609, application SD-2024-0025, preliminary and final plat. The AD Services Adela Gallegos is agent for Jamie and Agnes Perez. See care of GHI Inc., and they request a preliminary and final plat for all or a portion of lot 14A and 15A, block 8 in the Highland Place Addition, zoned R1A, located at 706 and 708 Santa Fe Southeast, containing approximately 0.2288 acres. The property owners are Jamie and Agnes Perez. The request is specifically a lot line adjustment for the purpose of moving the existing lot line between lot 14A and lot 15A, thereby eliminating the zero lot line setback that exists on lot 15A and creating approximately a 5-foot setback between the existing structure on lot 15A and the property line of lot 14A. I see the agent is here, Adela Gallegos. Adela, it's a pleasure to see you. It's been a long time. Would you identify yourself, your address, and then I have a question to ask you.
Yes, Adela Gallegos, AG Services, 5509 Cochina Street, Northwest, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
And Ms. Gallegos, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you'll give is the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Please proceed with a brief description of your request today.
Like you mentioned, this is just a lot line adjustment to allow a 15-foot, a 5-foot setback, side setback between lot 14 and 15A. And that's mainly all there is to this plat.
Okay. Is the adjacent lot developed? Does it have a structure on it?
I believe, I'm not positive. I have to look at my aerial, but I think it does. It is developed. I don't know if you can put that aerial up, but I'll pull my file out. It might take me a second. I'll look.
There's no structure indicated on the separate lot 14A.
I'll pull up the aerial as well.
Okay.
I guess I don't have a copy of the aerial, but I think even if they do allow that 5-foot setback, they should be having up the setback area on lot 14.
It doesn't create a problem with another setback on another lot. Okay. All right. Now, are there members of the public who are here to testify in this matter? If so, please raise your hand or hit the raise hand digital signal. Seeing none, we'll move to the DFT specialty members, beginning with Mr. Gutierrez with the Water Authority.
Yeah, this is David Gutierrez, the Water Authority. I have no objection.
Thank you. Mr. Palmer with Code Enforcement.
Yes, this is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. The property is zone R1A and is within the Borellis Overlay Zone, CPO1, and appears to meet all dimensional standards as per IDO 51C, Table 511, as well as those for the Borellis Overlay Zone, IDO 34B for CPO1. So therefore, code enforcement has no objections.
Thank you. Parks and Rec, Ms. Phelan.
Hi, this is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation, and we have no objections or comments on this item. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Hydrology, Mr. Tiquan Chen.
Tiquan Chen, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you. Transportation, Mr. Armijo.
Ernest Armijo, Transportation. The justification letter to allow the sidewalk to remain as 4 foot rather than the required 5 foot is acceptable to transportation. We have no objections.
Okay, and is that then you have no objections to a DHO determination to have the sidewalk remain as is at its 4 foot width? Is that correct, Mr. Armijo?
That is correct.
Thank you very much. All right, and then we have transportation. Is it Mr. Webb?
You mean planning, sir?
Planning, I'm sorry, planning.
This is Jay Rodenbeck, actually. So main comment we had, and I believe I talked to you about this, Adele, on the phone, I think it was you, was we need proof of signatory authority that David Garcia can sign the plat as the owner. Does he represent GHI Incorporated?
Yes, he is. Yes, he does. And matter of fact, he's the authorized signator on that for GHI.
Okay, so do you have any kind of written documentation proving that?
Yes, I do. I've got the articles of incorporation as well as the real estate contract itself has it listed.
Okay. Could you screen share some of that information with us at least? You're a co-host, so you can share your screen.
You mean put it up on the screen? I'd have to print it out. But I do have it. I can email that to you if you need it.
I would appreciate that.
Okay. Another thing regarding that signature on the plat, if you think it's necessary, we could add it to right after his name. We could put GHI Incorporated.
Well, this is Jay Rodenbeck. I don't think that's the issue. It's just that, I mean, David Garcia just needs to be proven to be a signatory authority for GHI. I don't think the issue is showing GHI Incorporated on the plot, although that would be nice information to have on there. It's just that David Garcia just needs to, documentation needs to be provided that David, you know, represents GHI.
Sure, I'll go ahead and email all that document, those three documents to you.
See if Mr. Biazar's got his hands up too.
Mr. Biazar.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Shahab Biazar. So if GHI is the property owner, they needs to be mentioned on the plot, not just the person who's signing it.
So this is Jay Rodenbeck. So it's in care of. So the way it's written, I believe, is that it's in care of GHI for Jamie and Agnes Perez. I think Jamie and Agnes Perez are the owners, correct, Adela?
Correct, but it's under a real estate contract, and it's been under real estate contract to GHI for the past 11 years, almost. And Mr. Garcia is the owner for the property.
So they are the owner at the real estate contract. So GHI needs to be mentioned on the plat. That's all I have, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Okay, and GHI needs to be mentioned on the plat, and then some connection between GHI and Mr. Garcia needs to be shown. Is that what you said, Mr. Rodenbeck?
Yes, sir. And Mr. Biazar, is this an issue that would prevent a decision on the plat, do you think?
No, this is Shahab Biazar, Mr. Hearing Officer. So basically, a real estate contract gives the current person who has a contract to act as a property owner, unless they have defaulted in their contract to basically make payments. We just have to maybe put a note of the recorded document with the real estate contract. And I'm assuming that's a recorded document, so we could reference that recorded document on the plat.
Can we make that a condition of approval then?
These are assuming that those all documents exist. Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm going to ask Mr. Rodenbeck to note that in the chat as an additional planning condition of approval. Okay. Mr. Rodenbeck, are there other comments from planning?
Just that we need the HSDXF file approval email. The application number must be added to the plat, and the date of the DHO approval must be added to the plat. I'll add those conditions here. Just one.
Looks like you just did. Yeah.
Somebody did. Yeah, Robert did. Yeah.
Okay. And do you have any comments, Mr. Rodenbeck, on the DHO determination for the sidewalk to remain as is at its 4 foot length width?
Planning staff would defer to transportation on that determination.
Okay, and transportation has already spoken to that and does not object to that determination. So, okay. Anything further? Oh, I see Mr. Biazar has his hand up.
Mr. Hain, officer, I was confirming that the second sheet of the plot was what was on the screen right now. Is that Jay?
Robert sharing.
So, Robert, is this the second sheet of the plot?
Yes, this sure is. Sorry, I couldn't find my mute button.
Yeah.
There's page one.
Okay. So that page two, typically we don't show existing structures on the plot. So just.
Okay.
So that second sheet needs to be kind of cleaned up.
You'll need another plat sheet to deal without the existing improvements and buildings on the plat.
So that shaded item that looks like a structure should be taken off of this if it's going to be a plat filed. Is that right?
Mr. Hand Officer, this is Shahab Yazar. That is correct.
Okay. All right. And I see Ms. Wolfley has her hand up.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Jolene Wolfley. I thought I recollect Mr. Armijo saying the sidewalk was 4 feet, 11 inches. I think that's an important thing to clear up in the record. Is that correct, Ernest?
No, I said it was 4 foot.
Oh, you said it was 4 foot. Okay.
Yeah, and that's what the earlier documents showed in the file was that it's requesting a DHO determination for the sidewalk to remain as is at 4 foot wide. Okay, it sounds like we've got a plat that needs some changes to it, including removing the structure on the plat, and also at the same, I mean, while it's there, to add the identity of the owner and the real estate contract information on the plat. So, Ms. Gallegos, as much as I would like to approve this, it needs a little bit of work to remove the structure from the plat, and a note must be added to the plat that shows the documentation proving the ownership of the site by GHI Inc. And that would be something that I think could be done relatively quickly. I'll also note that the city and county addresses do not match for 708 Santa Fe. That's something that also, while you're redoing the plat, should be addressed. I think this is Mr. Webb who is driving this one.
Yes, sir. So the county has it as 704. The city has it as 708. Just to let you know, didn't want it to cause a problem.
No, it's that would be important to make that distinction. So, Ms. Gallegos, if you have a very short list of things to accomplish, but the DHO is going to defer this to the hearing of the 28th of February for reconsideration on those matters. Any questions on that?
No. I'll speak to the owners and surveyors right. And make all those corrections.
Okay. I sure appreciate it, and it's good to see you. Thank you, Ms. Gallegos. And with that, items 14 and items 14 and 15 have been deferred to March 27th, and that brings us to the end of today's agenda. If there are no other matters coming before the DHO, this hearing is concluded. Thank you all very much.